USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The North Carolina Supreme Court ordered a preliminary injunction on Wednesday for the March primaries and suspended candidate filing until two lawsuits alleging gerrymandering are settled. The 2022 primaries held on March 8th have been delayed until May 17th. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
January 6th, defendant Ryan Nichols spoke with Newsmax's Greg Kelly on what is happening inside the D.C. jail and the risk he's taking even talking to the media.
I have put into court that I needed to watch my back here, kind of like Christopher Worrell when he got warned in the middle of the night that he wasn't safe. I, too, this last week when we put our motion in talking about what actually happened on the West Terrace on January 6th, I was told that I needed to watch my back because I could possibly be stabbed inside of here. So, yeah, there comes a level of risk.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis set $8 million in his 2022-23 budget to transport illegal immigrants out of the Sunshine State. He proposed the spending in the Freedom First budget to protect against harms resulting from illegal immigration. The spending may include the transportation of unauthorized aliens to other states or the District of Columbia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Saturday was a big college football day.
At Saturday's 122nd edition of America's Game, the annual Army-Navy football showdown, this wish expressed in the invocation before the action.
Today, whether they cheer for Army or cheer for Navy, we ask that they would all soon come safely home.
And the action saw the midshipmen of Navy stun their rivals, the Army Black Knights, 17-13. It's the second time in 3 years that Navy has beaten Army in that game. A few hours later, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young was named the winner of the 2021 Heisman Trophy Award. In his remarks, he thanked his parents. First, his dad, saying,
"Been by my side, always been a supporter, more than just a father, but a best friend to me. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. My mom, for always having my back, always supporting me. It's not always easy. I'm always running around."
After the ceremony in New York is heard on ESPN. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Artifacts once owned by Paul Revere's family are up for auction. The items were found in the attic of a home in Canton, Massachusetts, believed to have been owned by the family of the legendary Revolutionary War figure, the Boston Globe reports. They include tools such as wrought iron calipers, letters, and other personal items. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.